right.
You can vote right now.
We're going to call to order the House Committee on Public Employees Retirement System and entertain a motion to introduce committee bills.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown.
I move that the LC drafts 3225 and 2553 be introduced as committee bills.
Representative Brown has moved House Bill or LCs 3225 and 2553 be introduced as committee bills. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, and seeing that we do actually have a quorum, it's adopted. One of those is House Bill 2003. The other one will get some number to be named later. We're going to... Was there anybody sign up for... Can we get the sign-up sheets back there?
I kind of believe this is 2003.
Nobody? Can I open a public hearing on House Bill 2008 and open a joint public hearing on House Bill 2020? This is a good time for me to tell you that I think it's important that the employers and the employees come to grips with the fact that we need to have a new plan bill and we need to have it fairly soon. So I'll be looking for an agreement with sometime next week on a new plan. Should we fail to do so, one will be prescribed for you and you won't like it. Now, with that, we'll end the hearings on House Bill 2008, House Bill 2020. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2343, which is the judge's bill that we heard earlier. And I believe there are no amendments to this bill.
Mr. Chair, no.
But, committee, it is my intention that we pass this bill out and clarify for the record that it does not involve interest, earnings, after the money was deposited in the account, because nobody else has received interest earnings. I think adding interest earnings creates a significant problem, since other folks have been refunded their money after their untimely demise, and I think it creates a inequity position for judges within that realm. So my suggestion is that we take a motion to move this bill as is, and making clear on the record that there's no interest after December 31st, 1991. And on page 2 of the bill, line 19, it says, with all earnings on those deductions, and those earnings are the earnings before December 31st, 1991, when the money was deposited in the account. So do I hear a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown.
I move House Bill 2343 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Brown moves House Bill 2343 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none. Colleagues, did you all get the PERS staff comments for your file as it relates to questions on the judge's accounts? There's apparently 14 of these. And kind of gives you the balance. In one case, it gives you one of the folks who's died and has been his estate was apparently refunded the money. And this bill is the Judge John Smallman bill that Representative Jensen was interested in. And we felt it was appropriate to refund the judge's money before their death as opposed to after. Only seemed like the right thing to do. Is there anyone who wanted to testify further on this bill? PERS agency okay with the direction? Everybody seems fine. Is there any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
Representative Butler.
Excused.
Representative
Corey.
Excused.
Representative
Nolan.
Excused.
Representative
Nolan. Excused.
Representative Richardson.
Aye. Aye. Having received the required number of votes, House Bill 2343 is passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Jensen will carry the bill. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2343. Appreciate all the work the committee's done so far. We still have much heavy lifting to do. It is critical that we continue to dialogue about new plans and where we're headed. The governor has clearly indicated that there needs to be a new plan. I think we had testimony earlier from unions and employers that they both believe that there needs to be a new plan. I expect that not everybody's going to be thrilled with the outcome. Maybe both sides won't be thrilled with the outcome, but I think it's imperative that we move forward with that new plan, and we're going to do so. And I know that there are different folks working on different plans, and I think next week we need to begin to have some hearings on different potential options. The two vehicles we have are likely to be gut and stuffed, as I said when they were introduced. Those are not the end-all, be-all. They're just vehicles for a future plan. So that is the direction we're headed. Does anybody have any questions? No questions? Thank you, committee. I believe that's all we have before us today. Representative Nolan, we actually, if there's no objection, we would suspend the rules to allow Representative Nolan to vote on House Bill 2343, which was the judge's bill.
Oh.
Judge Smallman bill. Would you like to vote on that? We excused you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would vote aye.
Okay, we open the work session. We open the work session on House Bill 2343 after suspending the rules, which nobody objected to. So clearly, Representative Nolan had voted aye, and we're going to close the work session on that bill. And if there's nothing else to come before the committee is adjourned. Thank you.